Good afternoon. For WSQL News, I'm Wanda Liu. Two people are protesting Duke Power's expansion of the Cliffside coal-fired plant in Rutherford County and have locked themselves in a 1.5 million pound generator that's on the way to the plant site. The protesters have vowed to prevent that generator from getting to the coal plant. It's been traveling across South Carolina. The groups Asheville Rising Tide and Croatan Earth First organized the protest as part of a national day of action. Dozens of protests are happening nationwide. The protest is taking place on Augusta Road off Interstate 85 near Greenville, South Carolina. The $2.4 billion, 800-megawatt expansion at Cliffside has generated some major protest and a lawsuit. Protesters say the plant would pollute the air even worse than it already is polluted. Duke Power says the new unit at Cliffside will be one of the cleanest and most efficient power plants in the nation when it comes online in 2012. The holiday shopping season is officially underway. Lots of people are shopping online today. But before you go there, don't forget to make sure the company or person you're buying from has a good reputation and a good track record of shipping what they say they will. Many people are networking on Facebook and Twitter to find special deals today. Here in Transylvania County, the Spend It Local, Keep It Local campaign is in full swing. It's a campaign implemented by the Brevard Transylvania Chamber of Commerce to keep tax dollars and local money local. The chamber is doing weekly drawings for Transylvania Bucks, and you can register to win at many participating stores. You can also shop online locally, as many businesses here in the county do have websites and offer deals online. It is World AIDS Day, and to commemorate it, parts of the AIDS Memorial Quilt are on display in Asheville. The quilt was started back in 1987 as a way to remember all of those who have died from complications of AIDS. 160 of the thousands of quilt squares are on display right now at Pack Place through December 3rd. There's no cost to view them. A lot of holiday events in the region. The Biltmore Estate is dressed up for the holidays, and they offer special evenings to patrons. At Connie Morrow, the home of the late poet Carl Sandburg, Christmas will be celebrated Saturday, December 12th from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. Special music and readings are planned, and the event is free unless you want a tour of the house. The home will be decorated just as it was during the Sandburg's residence there. For WSQL News, I'm Wanda Liu.